And greetings, friends. Welcome to Tomorrow's World program, where you get special insights and genuine understanding of the problems facing humanity. My friends, are the dangerous events in the Middle East going to impact your very life soon? Do you understand what really lies ahead? Do you know where it's all going to end? Stay tuned. My friends, the true God, the God of the Bible, is ultimately in charge of world events. God reveals to His true servants what is going to happen. Notice what your Bible says. Turn to Amos, the book of Amos in the Old Testament, referred to in the New Testament as a scripture of God. Amos chapter 3, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 6. Amos 3, verse 6. If a trumpet is blown in the city, and remember, a trumpet was an alarm of war. Will not the people be afraid? Is there a calamity in their city? Will not the Eternal, will not the Lord have done it? Surely the Lord God does nothing unless He reveals His secret to His servants, the prophets. And my friends, God has always had true ministers, true prophets to help people understand what's going on. A lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Eternal God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? How can a true minister help but prophesy if he understands? And God reveals what's going to happen. And He reveals it not by our imagination, but in this inspired word we call the Holy Bible. Notice what God reveals in Zechariah 14 in your own Bible. And as I often have told you, go get your Bible. Prove these things out of your own Bible. Don't just believe me. Believe what you see in the pages of your own Bible and do this to all the other preachers. Are they really preaching what the Bible says? Check up. Prove all things as the Bible says. Notice in Luke chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus said we're to live by every word of God. And the Old Testament was the only written word of God at that time. So let's turn to Zechariah chapter 14 in your Bible. Zechariah 14, kind of a bridge book near the end of the Old Testament that bridges right into the New. Zechariah 14, and let's begin here in verse 1. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming. My friends, the day of the Lord is an expression referred to about 30 times in the Bible. It's talking about the time of God's intervention in human affairs. And your spoil will be divided in your midst, for I will gather all nations to battle against Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a focus of Bible prophecy, and God is going to gather the nations of the earth against Jerusalem sometime in the next 10 to 20 years, no doubt. God is going to intervene and guide these events on this earth, and you will live to see it. I will gather all nations against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken, the houses rifled, and the women ravished. Half of the city shall go into captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Half of the city of Jerusalem is going into captivity, my friends, within the next several years. Think about that. You're going to hear about it. You'll know about it. It's going to happen. We're not talking about the sweet by and by. We're talking about the next several years of your life. Picture the ancient city of Jerusalem. Some of you have been there. I have been more than once. God's word tells us to watch Jerusalem and that part of the world especially, because the pivotal events in human history have happened and will happen in that very area of the world. Turn to Luke 21 now, the Olivet Prophecy, as it's called. Luke 21, where Jesus describes what's going to happen at the end, and He's talking here throughout this passage about the time of the end. Notice Luke chapter 21, verse 20. He says, but when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then you'll know its desolation is near. Then let those in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those in the midst of her depart. and let not those who are in the country enter her. These are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. That's a powerful statement. All the prophecies of the Bible will finally come into focus. They'll all come to their fulfillment in the next several years of your life if you live long enough. But woe to those who are pregnant and those nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led captive into all nations. Yes, people are going to be taken into slavery. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles, see, taken over by the other peoples. The Jews control it now, but it's going to be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And at that time, of course, Christ will be back on earth. So once again, that great city is going to be taken into captivity. And that's a terrible thing to think about. And half the city will be taken into slavery. This is something massive that's going to happen in the next several years of your life. And there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, distress of nations on earth, perplexity, and the sea and the waves roaring. These things are beginning to happen in these terrible tsunamis and hurricanes, the sea and the waves roaring as we approach the time of the end. More and more of those things will happen. Men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things coming on the earth, for the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming. Yes, it's going to lead right up to Christ's second coming. This is not talking about 70 A.D., something happening 2,000 years ago. This is talking about the next several years of your life. They will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to happen, what should you do? Well, you'd better wake up. But if you wake up, if you believe what the Word of God says and try to give your life to the true Jesus Christ of the Bible and to God Almighty and to live by this book, you need have no fear. God will protect you. He will protect your loved ones. You put your hand in God's hand and He will guide you through these years ahead. Then you can look up when these things begin to happen because your redemption draws near. You'll know it has to get darkest just before the dawn, but it is going to dawn pretty soon. God help you to understand these soon coming events, and I hope you will understand them. To help you understand them, I invite you to write us or call us to request a free copy of a very timely booklet, a very important booklet, The Middle East and Prophecy. This attractive booklet contains maps and charts to help you understand biblical prophecy. The Middle East and prophecy will become an inspiring tool to help you see what God is really doing in human affairs. So call us or write us today and request your free copy, absolutely free. Just ask for our booklet entitled The Middle East and Prophecy. That's all you need.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now back to our topic, my friends, danger in the Middle East. Please turn again to Luke chapter 21. Luke 21 in your Bible, for those of you who turned in late, turn to Luke 21. I'm going to be reading now again, verse 24. They will fall by the edge of the sword here in this final attack at the end of the age and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Once again, Jerusalem is taken captive. They're conquered. and we're going to live to see this happen. He's not talking about something off on some other planet, but this major city in the Middle East being attacked and conquered at the time of the end. Remember, Zechariah said that half the city would go into captivity. We just read that in Zechariah chapter 14. Now let's turn to Zechariah 12, talking more about Jerusalem and about what's going to happen. Zechariah chapter 12, the burden of the word of the Lord against Israel. Thus says the Eternal, who stretches out the heavens, who lays the foundations of the earth and forms the spirit of man within him. We're given a human spirit. We can understand things the animal kingdom cannot. And God is the one who gives us that and makes us in his image in more ways than one. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness. It's going to be absolutely confusing and upsetting to these nations that try to get involved in Jerusalem, as they're already trying to do and will try to do and get control of that city, the holy places, and everything seems to go wrong when people get into that. A cup of drunkenness to all the surrounding peoples when they lay siege against Jerusalem. And it shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone to all peoples. All who would heave it away will surely be cut to pieces. These nations around it that are going to be attacking it, they'll be cut to pieces, though all the nations of the earth are gathered against it. My friends, it doesn't make any difference what men try to do. We have to understand this. There is a great God. He's not impressed by us here on this earth in that way. He's made us in his image, but he's not frightened of the weapons and of the great institutions of man and so on. We're little ants down here on this little earth, out this little ball out in space. And the great God is guiding events. He's going to guide these things just the way he said. And in the 57 years I've been involved in God's work, I've seen that. And you need to see it. You need to understand. These things have already begun to happen. All the pictures, pieces of the picture are coming together, the pieces of the puzzle, and they will come together. God's word shall stand. The carnal nations of this world will pay for assaulting Jerusalem. It's going to be a heavy stone to them as they try to take it over. Picture the riots and violence occurring constantly in that part of the world, in the Middle East and around Jerusalem. The Arabs and Jews have been fighting over Jerusalem and over the land of Israel for centuries, but it's all going to work out according to what God Almighty prophesies in his word. Turn to Daniel 11, and we're going to see some very powerful information here, a powerful prophecy affecting your life over the next several years. The book of Daniel that Jesus quoted from and is part of your Bible, Daniel 11, beginning in verse 31. This part of the Bible is definitely referred to even by scholars as a time of the end prophecy. They know that this section is dual. It has an ancient meaning, but the big meaning, as we'll see, is just ahead of us. Daniel 11, 31, and forces shall be mustered by him, by the coming dictator over this coming beast power, and they shall destroy or defile the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation. Just like Antiochus Epiphanes put right in the temple a statue of Jupiter Olympus, actually sacrificed swine's flesh. And God allowed that to happen as a type. But the big thing is just ahead. This coming dictator is going to do something similar. He's going to take away the daily sacrifices. And it indicates here and two other places in the book of Daniel that there will be daily sacrifices at the time of the end in Jerusalem, probably on the Temple Mount. And you're going to live to see things like that happen. When it does, your hair ought to stand on end. How come these sacrifices are beginning? How come all this is coming together in a way you cannot imagine right now? But it's going to happen in front of your eyes to show you there is a great God working out his purpose. And this man will place there some kind of abomination then. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery, this coming dictator. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. God grant that you and I and all of us can be involved in preparing the way for Christ's coming. And understand and get involved and do exploits to help our peoples understand what is just about to happen before it's too late. He describes this time as the time of the end in verse 35. Some of those of understanding shall fall. A lot of people are going to fall away who know the truth. Refine them, purge them, make them white until the time of the end, because it is still for the appointed time. Yes, the time of the end. Then, at the time of the end, this final dictator shall do according to his will, exalt and magnify himself above every god, and he's going to have all kinds of armaments, unusual germ warfare. He's going to have outer space weapons probably beyond anything that's ever occurred in history. And, of course, he is going to look to himself as a kind of a god, and he shall exalt and magnify himself above every god. Just like Adolf Hitler did, and they screamed toward him, Heil Hitler, and toward Benito Mussolini. They'd say, Viva il Duce, Viva il Duce, and worship those men. This final one is going to be like that, and frankly, even more so. And so he's going to worship the God of fortresses, it says in verse 38. He's going to worship the military power he has, the God of fortresses. Boy, will he feel important. But my friends, there is a real God looking down from heaven, and this coming man is like a little ant by comparison to that God. We have to get our priorities straight as these things start happening and put our trust in the true God, the God of the Bible, the God of creation, because these things are working out according to his will and according to what he's told us. These people who don't believe the Bible, they don't know that. We do, and that God is real, and we have to obey him and not be afraid of man. And so this coming beast is going to exalt himself, and he will act against the strongest fortresses with a foreign god, and which he shall acknowledge and advance its glory and cause them, his followers, to rule over many and divide the land for gain. This coming beast is going to take over most of Europe and lots of other areas of the world with the greatest and most powerful army and military forces in the history of the world. At the time of the end, the king of the south, some type of perhaps Arab combine led by perhaps Egypt or Saudi Arabia, those nations are just south of Jerusalem. We don't know exactly which one, but it says the king of the south, and Egypt is south of Jerusalem, shall attack him, this king of the north. And the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind with chariots. He has to use the ancient symbols of war. We would say tanks and, of course, helicopter gunships and Polaris-type submarines, all kinds of things today. And he'll enter the countries and pass through. He shall also enter the glorious land. He's not going to just pass through that. He's going to take over the glorious land, Israel and Jerusalem, for a while. And many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape out of his hand. He mentions some of the smaller countries like Jordan, and he'll stretch out his hand against the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. Notice Egypt is involved. Maybe they're the king of the south. They shall not escape. He shall have power over the treasures of gold, silver, all the precious things of Egypt. Also the Libyans and Ethiopians shall follow at his heels. This king of the south is going to think he's a big shot. He's going to provoke this coming beast power to the north, but he will not have the military power that they have, and he's going to be provoked, that is, this coming king of the north. And will the king of the south cut off his oil supply? We don't know what it will be, but the king of the north then swoops down to briefly conquer and occupy Jerusalem and a number of the nations in the Middle East. But news from the east and north. What's northeast of Jerusalem? The Soviet Union, China, Mongolia, some of those nations. They shall trouble him. Therefore, he'll go out with great fury to destroy and annihilate many. He's going to have to counterattack this coming great force moving toward him from the north and the east. And he shall plant the tents of his palace between the seas of the glorious holy mountain. This dictator will set up headquarters at Jerusalem, and he shall come to his end, and no one will help him. And Christ will return as King of Kings at the end of this time, because no one, no human, will help this coming beast, and Christ will intervene. And as it says in Revelation, he and the false prophet will be thrown into the lake of fire when Christ comes back again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank God for that. Again, be sure to call or write immediately to request your free copy of our exciting booklet, The Middle East in Prophecy. This is a very important booklet. You will be greatly helped by the maps and charts in this attractive booklet. It will help you understand. The Middle East in Prophecy will become an inspiring tool to help you see what God is really doing in human affairs. So be sure to request your free copy of The Middle East in Prophecy. Just call the toll-free number on your television screen. Ask for The Middle East in Prophecy. Call now.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now, my friends, let's cover the rest of the story, as the expression is. Turn back to Daniel 11, where we were, and we finished with this section about this coming dictator. The king of the north is going to be destroyed. He's going to be put down. He'll come to his end, and no one will help him. And as I explained, Jesus Christ will come and throw him and the coming great false prophet in the lake of fire, as the book of Revelation tells us. Now let's continue in Daniel 12. At that time, what time? Well, back in Daniel 11, verse 40, at the time of the end, the king of the south attacks this man. So he's talking about the end of this age, leading right up to the second coming of Christ and the end of this human society. Not the end of the earth, but God is going to cut this society short. We've turned away from God, turned away from His laws. We despise His commandments. We despise His statutes, His way of life. And God's going to have to punish our peoples. And He's going to intervene and punish the whole world and show who God really is. And so now, at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there will be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. Yes, that's the time Jesus described back in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22, a time of trouble so great there's never been anything like it, no, nor ever shall be. The Great Tribulation, the time we read about in a previous program, it is described as well back in Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 7, the time of Jacob's trouble. There's no anything like that, never anything like that. And God makes that clear. There's one such time, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. The Great Tribulation, leading right to Christ's return. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, and some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. My friends, we need to be involved in preparing the way for Christ's coming. We need to understand the time we're living in and get involved in doing God's work and helping others. If we turn many to righteousness, to God's ways, we will be blessed forever. God is watching who is willing to listen to what He says and do what He says. Turn now to chapter 12 here in verse 9. He told Daniel at the very end of this book, "Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and refined." God is testing us, working with us. Understand, your God is watching what you're willing to do. Will you seek the God of the Bible and do what He says? "But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. God will help us understand these prophecies. He will allow us to understand His purpose. He is our God. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation set up, there will be 1,290 days. It's bringing you right up to Christ's coming when these things begin to happen. And you see the daily sacrifices are allowed and then suddenly they're taken away. It shows there's a countdown to eternity, which will soon begin. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. But you go your way till the end of this age. You are put here for a purpose. You need to think about that great purpose that your Creator is working out. You need to hear this program. You need to get our magazine. You need to read our booklets carefully. You need to try to understand and prove all things out of this book. So go your way, for you shall rest, and you shall arise to your inheritance at the end of the days, he told Daniel. The same thing with many of us if we don't live right up to Christ's coming. But my friends, we really need to understand what God is telling us in the Holy Bible. These exciting events are just ahead. So be sure to request your free copy of our eye-opening booklet, The Middle East and Prophecy. This is an important booklet. This attractive booklet contains maps and charts to help you understand biblical prophecy. The Middle East and Prophecy will become an inspiring tool to help you see what God is really doing in human affairs. So call us or write us today and request your free copy, absolutely free. Just ask for our booklet entitled, The Middle East and Prophecy. That's all you need. Just call the toll-free number on your television screen. Call now. Be sure to tune in every week to Tomorrow's World television program. On this program, you will gain precious information. You'll get insights and understanding that's available nowhere else. Richard Ames and I will give you understanding of current events and of the exciting prophecies of tomorrow's world. See you right here next week.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. To view today's program, order the free literature offered, or for more information on today's vital subject, visit us online at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.